Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the show.
Why do I listen to you?
It's not my place to speak for the consumer.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app. Download it now, and we KGO go wherever you go. And as the sun sets, we are now broadcasting live across the United States. Well, the Western United States and Canada.
The important part.
Yes, thank you, Valerie. The part that counts. All right, let's talk about some of the Emmy nominations that are going on.
Already?
Yes, they came out today. But we'll start with Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones ran away with it. And I'm sure that people are not surprised by that. Much deserved. Dominated with 23. That's one less than last year. Right behind them was the FX miniseries, The People versus O.J. Simpson, with 22 nominations. And I do have the announcements. They had Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls and Anthony Anderson from Blackish were the presenters. And they have the nominees for the best actor and actresses in the drama category.
Our first category is outstanding lead actor in a drama series. And the nominees are Kyle Chandler, Bloodline, Rami Malek, Mr. Robot, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Matthew Rhys, The Americans, Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan, and Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series are Claire Danes, Homeland, Viola Davis, How to Get Away with Murder, Taraji P. Henson, an HU alum, Empire.
Hold on, wait a minute. They gave me this name right here phonetically. Which one is it? How do you say it?
Want me to just do it for you?
Okay, no, I'm going to do it. I went to public school in Compton, yeah. But I got this. All right. Tatiana
Maslany,
Orphan Black.
There you go.
Carrie Russell, The Americans. And Robin Wright, House of Cards.
Okay, I think that one's really tough. For me, the outstanding lead actor in the drama series, I'm going to say Rami Malek in Mr. Robot. He's incredible in that series on USA.
I think I've only seen one episode.
You only have to see one.
But it was mind-blowing.
Yes.
It that's the animated thing.
Yeah, and he was No. But he was just on Fallon last night. And
what's Mr. Robot about then?
Well, it's a little
dark. I'm thinking
of
Chicken Robot.
Yeah. So it's
Robot Chicken?
Right. Okay. You just have to watch it. But, you know, he's just an incredible actor.
Mm.
He's incredible to watch. And then Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Well, yeah. Right.
He's just amazing.
And then, of course, Odenkirk, all of those. Now, I think with the lead actresses, I don't know. All of
Have you seen any Orphan Black?
I have not.
The gal plays, I don't know if it's 7, 8, 9, 10 different clones of herself, different characters.
But
she's an amazing actress to be able to do that.
Do you think she'll win it? She may then. Because all of these other ones are great, but Taraji P. Henson, I thought she won before. I'm not sure about that. Viola Davis, I think for sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Wright, House of Cards, absolutely deserving. Claire Danes, yeah. Carrie Russell.
They're all really good. The actual feat of performing as so many different iterations of this character is, I don't know how she does it.
Okay, so this one, now the next category is great because Anthony Anderson is reading the nominees for best actors and actresses in a comedy. I'll just let it play itself.
The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series are Anthony.
Wow! Hi, Mama. I know you're watching. Hi, Mama.
That never happens.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's not an alphabetical order, is it? They just threw the names out there, right? Okay.
You gotta love that.
You don't even have to name nobody else. Just go into the next category.
You should warn people who are driving their car. They're gonna
Aziz Ansari, yeah. Master of None. Will Forte, The Last Man on Earth. William H. Macy, Shameless. Thomas Middleditch, Silicon Valley. And Jeffrey Tambor, Transparent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. The nominees for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series are Ellie Kemper, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Veep, Laurie Metcalf, Getting On, Tracy Ellis Ross, Black-ish! Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer, and Lily Tomlin, Grace and Frankie.
Yeah.
Yeah, which one do you pick?
Oh, I just have to go with Grace and Frankie because Lily Tomlin.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking they might pick Amy Schumer.
Oh, she could easily win it.
Mm. And by the way, so back to the lead actor. I definitely love Anthony Anderson. He's all over the place. I mean, I'm thinking Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley or Tambor. I mean,
Jeffrey Tambor is
all in Transparent. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a groundbreaking role, and he's such a solid actor.
He always is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just amazing. So I think that's a gimme. So then there is the best reality competition.
Here are this year's nominees for Outstanding Reality Competition Program: The Amazing Race, American Ninja Warrior, Dancing with the Stars, Project Runway, Top Chef, and The Voice.
Okay, so Amazing Race always wins. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I only really watched The Amazing Race ever and really enjoyed it. I'm not such a reality TV watcher other than that. So I'm biased.
What's wrong with you?
Because I have a real life of my own. I don't have time for these imaginary realities.
I could see, let me see. I sort of feel like The Voice could get it, but we'll see. We'll see. All right. And then finally, I do want to do the variety talk because I think this was a good category to talk about.
The nominees for Outstanding Variety Talk Series are Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Love that.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, The Late Late Show with James Corden, Real Time with Bill Maher, and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Now, I'll open up the lines and we can talk about any of these that you just heard. 808-0810, 415 if you're listening anywhere else in the Western United States or Canada, 415-808-0810. I feel like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is going to take it.
It's just such a yeah. unique
right,
platform,
because,
you know?
Yes, yes.
It's
yes.
not like any other talk show.
Yeah. So Jerry Seinfeld and this thing on Crackle, I just feel it. Now, you got to give, boy, I'll tell you, James Corden just running away with things.
He really has broken through to find what his mix yeah. of... And entertainment's going to be in that late night spot.
And I would love for him to win it because it says a lot about what's happening in late night. And I love late night television. I'm a big fan of Kimmel. And I also love Fallon, too. But my go-to live, if I'm watching it live, is always Kimmel. But Kimmel's been on vacation for several weeks now. I don't know what the hell. But Fallon's very talented. But Stephen Colbert is not mentioned here.
No, it's yeah, not doing so well there.
Here we go again with that factor.
Yeah.
And I think this is very interesting. You know, they're trying to reinvent things with Stephen Colbert, and I don't know how that's going.
I don't know. I understand that they're tweaking with it,
yeah.
but I don't think it's strengthening it.
They changed executive producers. 808-0810, what do you think about any of these things that we're talking about as far as Emmys are concerned for 2016?
I love watching Fallon. It's always so much fun what he does with his guests. He has, like, those games. But then now Corden has his carpool karaoke.
And you know how these corporations are, all of them. They're just insane about social media.
Right.
So the fact that this dude just blows up the internet constantly.
There's one thing that you can look
viral.
On. You want to see it's, who is
it's,
on
it's
singing.
Always, it's always Corden. So based on that, mm-hmm. I say it's either going to be Seinfeld or Corden.
And I would love to see Corden get it.
And James Oliver is brilliant. John Oliver is brilliant. But I just think
it's a little niche.
If Corden wins this, they keep saying that the rumor mill is, I have to tell you.
Tell me.
This is all show business talk. So they put a new executive producer in charge of Colbert. And I'm
don't
just,
say it.
You know, I don't know that they would.
They might swap.
I don't think if you're Colbert, would you do that? Would you flip? I don't think you would.
You act like he would have a choice.
I was never a big Colbert fan.
Got it.
Okay. And I think because it goes over my head. And that's fine. You know, I'm an average guy. I'm a Kimmel guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a Fallon guy.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm Kimmel go-to first of all.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about Bill Maher for a second. Big, big, big fan. I just feel like this year it's slacking off. I can't think the
last time I saw one of his episodes. And I used to really enjoy watching him.
Right.
So,
and I don't know if it's getting tired or he's getting cynical. That's always his act. So that, I love it. Love him for that. And by the way, just a thumbs up to Bill Maher as a fan. He's going to be doing his show, just like Chip Franklin is going to be at the conventions and doing his show back here to KGO. Bill Maher will be on every night of the conventions.
You know,
That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
You know who else is pairing up? It'll be Colbert and... The Daily Show.
Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart. He's going to pair up, and they're going to cover the Republican
with Colbert.
I think so.
Oh,
and I would love to see that.
Let me tell you, that's a CBS ratings coup.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
What?
Oh, let's just. That's called secret sauce.
That's secret sauce.
Secret sauce. You know what they're doing?
Because it's lightning in a bottle.
Yes, it is. And you know what so here's what they're doing. I'm just thinking out loud here on, 100,000 watts or whatever we got. They're going to test them out as a duo.
You're right.
Yeah.
And John Daly together?
Yep.
I mean, John, it's not Daly, John.
Yes. John Stewart.
Stewart.
Okay, 808-0810, more of the Direct Radio Show coming up. And you'll love this. We've got to talk about Tara Reid and then this whole thing about Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. It's just that crap. That's coming up on the Direct Radio Show.
Sure
it is. Show. But first, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Grant.
The Direct Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
It's nice to be confident with your body, but apparently that's not possible now. We've got body shaming going on. And we talked about this last hour, and I really didn't want to go back to it, but things are breaking now on TMZ about this Playboy model, Danny Mathers, body shamed this naked woman at the gym. Could the police get involved? Well, it turns out yes. So if you don't know the story, here it is. Danny Mathers is the 2015 Playmate of the Year. She's come under fire after the 29-year-old model posted a photo of a naked woman in her gym locker at LA Fitness, okay? And she took the snap and put it on Snapchat. She said, "If I can't unsee this, then you can't unsee it either." And then she followed it up with a selfie of herself covering her mouth in mock shock, okay? And then she took it down because everybody went insane. And then she released this statement. Listen to this.
"I just wanted to acknowledge a photo that I accidentally posted here on Snapchat earlier today and let you guys know that that was absolutely wrong and not what I meant to do."
While apologizing, Mathers also tried to explain why she took the pic.
"I have chosen to do what I do for a living because I love the female body, and I know that body shaming is wrong, and that's not what I'm about. That's not the type of person that I am. That photo was taken to be part of a personal conversation with a girlfriend. I know that I've upset a lot of people out there, but please, please believe me when I say this is not the type of person I am. I've never done this before. I will never do this again. You have my word.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that. I'm pretty sure, damn sure about that. Turns out, so these things need to be actionable, and now all of a sudden they are. I got to tell you, if you didn't see this, first of all, feel sorry for the woman because she's just, a regular, normal person who's going to the gym, all right? She's no beauty queen. By the way, not that I think Danny Mathers is either. She's certainly an ugly person for doing this. And she didn't accidentally. When she was doing that mea culpa, she really blew it by saying accidentally. You don't accidentally Snapchat filter something and then mock up and put text on there. If I can't unsee this, you can't either. With the woman standing there naked in the shower. And then doing another selfie of herself covering her mouth in mock shock. So it turns out now, according to TMZ, this just came across, is in the crosshairs of the cops. And a criminal investigation over the pic that she took in the gym locker is on. They found out the brass over at LA Fitness went to the cops this afternoon, and filed a report against the former Playboy playmate of egregiously violating a member's right of privacy by taking that picture while naked in the shower and then humiliating her by posting the picture with that disgusting caption. We're told the police investigation is based on criminal law prohibiting the dissemination of private images. The woman in the pic has not come forward, and the report lists Jane Doe as the victim. Danny has already been punished. We've learned now that Playboy has suspended her from all Playmate activities, including her show on Playboy Radio. On the criminal front, Danny could get a big break if the victim never comes forward. Well, then the case could be dropped. On the other hand, if the victim surfaces and plays ball, she could face 6 months in jail. Okay, that's the criminal side. Can you imagine?
A boatload of cash.
Yes, Karen, yeah. Yeah, and by the way, the boat, I'm sure she doesn't have a boatload. I'm sure she doesn't have a boat. There is no boat. I doubt there's a boat. All right, moving on. Let's see here, because there are some other things that I promised to get to, and I want to do it. So I want to talk about, Tara Reid. Hot mess, or we love her. It's one or the other. I think I love her because she is. So she wonders what happened to her career. So she was on Australian television. I love Australian television because you always get the good stuff, because I say this all the time. When people go down under, especially celebrities, they think that it will never bounce back here. And she basically admitted that she has no career. She was talking about doing Sharknado 4 in some weird Bollywood film at the same time. And this was on the Australian version of Today Extra.
It's called Tie the Knot, so it's Hollywood meets Bollywood. It's completely a different process of filming. I mean, you're talking and people just break out into a dance. You're like, what is it? To me, it's even weirder than Sharknado. You know, so I was doing that movie and Sharknado at the same time, and I'm like, what am I doing anymore? Like, what's happening? You know, like, where did my career go from? But I definitely couldn't learn these dance moves that they were doing because they're like really... They really know what they're doing. I kind of played it goofier, so it made it funnier. Thank God.
Okay. Well, where did her career go? I don't know. I think we've been regularly asking that since Josie and the Pussycats, probably 15 years ago, but we finally caught up. Okay. So there's this new preview clip from Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Kim accuses Taylor Swift of lying when she said she didn't know about Kanye's song Famous before it came out. And this is a hot item because of all of this BS that went down when it came out and her saying that she didn't know about it, you know. And so Kim Kardashian rips into Taylor for lying about her involvement in Kanye West's song called Famous. And I'll just let you hear what she has to say.
I never talk about anyone, like, publicly, like, especially in interviews, but I was just like, I've so had it. I just felt like I wanted to, like, defend him in it, because it's like, she legitimately, quote, says, as soon as I get on that Grammy red carpet, I'm gonna tell all the press. Like, I was in on it.
And then she just didn't like the reaction.
Yeah, and, you know, just another way to play the victim. Definitely got her a lot of attention the first time. I just don't think that he should be punished for it still to this day. Yeah, I'm just like speaking the truth. Like, he called her
spoke to her. She even helped him, like, rewrite, you know.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
There you have it. Believe it or not. And then the other thing is Tim Hiddleston, who he has to defend his relationship with Taylor Swift twice yesterday. First, with The Hollywood Reporter, brought up the rumor that the whole thing is a sham. And they said, the truth is that that Taylor and I are really together and we're happy. And thanks for asking. That's the truth. It's not a publicity stunt. And then later he had to tell MTV News, we're together and we're very happy. And then all of this came out, you know. And if we go back to what the famous thing, what this was when with all these celebrities naked in bed, much ado about nothing, I think. But, you know, there's a war. There's a thing going on. It is a thing.
Yeah, that's the biggest trouble in the world today are these two privileged.
I know, right.
Fame whores.
But it's so I think the dichotomy of this and is really what gets at me. There are the Kardashians,
mm-hmm.
okay, which everybody wants to slam and trash. And then there is Taylor Swift, where we elevate her
mm-hmm.
as America's sweetheart, and how dare we? But somehow those two worlds have collided. And when kaboom.
Secret sauce.
There you have it. On that note, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with our favorite guy, Kasim Bentley.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. But first, with a look at traffic, Lee Graham.
On the with next generation cost, of KGO
markets,
810.
And will you be ready for all that you want to do when you leave the workforce and into retirement?
All right. We're back. It's the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and on the KGO app around the world as we are broadcasting live to the entire Western United States and Canada as the sun sets. Kasim Bentley now enters the studio. Hello,
hey,
sir.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
You are, man. We were looking at your Twitter feed. I said, this man's on fire. Or he wants to burn down the marina.
Yeah. I mean, look, man, for all the people living in the marina right now, as you live in your palatial estate and you just sit there with your, I don't know, your red wine and your wife. You know, full of Botox. Understand that you're not helping anything at this point. You know what I mean? Even if you are doing something, you could be doing a lot more. It's like, you know what? It's kind of like the marina is where, like, white privilege in the city just goes to hang out, you know? You just go there. You get and you get the best stuff of, like, anything in the city. Like, if you go to a farmer's market
right.
in a marina, you get, like, purple potatoes
yes.
and the
oh,
best
right.
kale
yes.
and the best Asian women. You know, you're a white guy looking for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the best tokens. If you want to find a black token, which he usually is wearing, like, a fedora, you know what I mean, or something like that. He's always, like, with,
like, oh,
a guy,
like your token black
like a, like
character.
A token black okay, guy, a token, okay. like, a token gay, token person of color. Go to the farmer's market in the marina or go on a Friday night in a group. If you see, like, a group of white guys and you see that one black guy, he is king token, right?
Yeah.
And I guess I cannot. I go through there, and I don't even, like, here's the thing. Is like, this is what I know, this is how powerful the marina was, is that somebody told me, there used to be a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, this would be for you.
Yeah, right.
Because
on.
You love KFC.
Yeah, I do.
If you lived in a marina, you would be crying one day because they tore down the KFC
oh,
Taco
crap.
Bell
yeah.
for some kind of bowl place now. And it's like, that is some, that it, how, where, like, the fact that they got rid of fast food.
Well, where's the token going to go?
He's going to have to make his own chicken now.
That's
it's
right.
Like, and if anyone's ever had token chicken. It's like the worst chicken. Thing.
You know what? You'll love this. So, and then half of them are playing Pokemon Go. And then I had to, yeah. so, which you can comment on here in a second. Yeah. So you're going to love this. I said, so somebody came up with glasses of Pokemon Go, a parody about women looking for glasses of Chardonnay. Listen
so
to this.
Everybody's talking about a new yeah. app called Pokemon Go, where kids can go around and find Pokemon. But did you know there's an app for moms? Called Chardonnay Go, where you can actually find glasses of Chardonnay all over your neighborhood. And it's really simple. There's actually a glass really close to my house right now. Let's go find it. Let's Chardonnay Go. Oh my gosh, it says it's called.
Is this
Marina.
Real? Yeah, yes. This is what I say. Hello,
doing?
Marina. Hello, Marin.
Saying Chardonnay Go. No, you're not. This is my Chardonnay.
This is why other countries laugh at us. This is why the Chinese think we're stupid. This is why those crooked teeth people in London just sit there and just think we're a bunch of dumb idiots. because this crap happens. The fact that you can have Chardonnay go. So a bunch of drunk women in their late 30s, early 40s, go walking into Lululemon's, going around getting some red, like, while people are getting killed in the street. Dude, we need a revolution, all right? We need to burn the marina down, all right? And call, I don't give a damn if you call in, because you can meet me over here on 800 Battery. I'll be the black guy to look like an old Temptation right outside. Doesn't matter, all right? But Chardonnay go.
Burn it down.
The simple fact that, first of all, that Pokemon Go has beaten out porn.
Oh, I know,
in
right.
In terms of what's being streamed.
In 1 week, yeah.
Dude, do you not understand it? That. Think about this. These nerds got their hands off their junk to go out the house, which is a feat in itself.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They're so weak and protein deficient, right? And it got up enough energy to look for something that's not even real. You know what I mean?
Augmented reality.
It's like religion. You know what I mean?
It's insane.
You're chased out. There's nothing. You have no idea if it's really going to be there. It's not there. You know it's going to work. And there's nothing you're going to get out of it. And I don't. And it's what it's like.
Well, listen. Here's a bunch of university people. And they're looking for a Squirtle. And like 500 of them show up. Listen to this.
Squirtle!
It's like a mob scene.
Everybody goes crazy to find a Squirtle.
Everybody is going crazy.
Don't choke.
Kasim, the apocalypse is near.
It's a nerd apocalypse, dude. It's like, you know. And that's why I get really mad. I get upset when people get robbed for the whole Pokemon, because no one should. But it teaches you a lesson. All right.
Right, yeah.
You
yeah.
know you gotta do. You like you're in neighborhoods that you know you don't even go to unless you're doing Pokemon or getting cocaine, right? And you go there, right? And some 17-year-old is like sees you with your boat shoes, come in there, and you're going around boat with your friend named Bryce, and you come in there, and you're looking for this, and you've never done a thing for these places. And then someone takes your iPhone, they just charge it to the game, man. You know what I mean? And it's like, it makes no sense to me that last week, we're talking about F the police.
That's right.
Now we're talking about F the Pokemon. You know what I mean? And it gets
I have that. Yes. Well, I'll play that out in the beginning of the next break. Yeah, I have F Pokemon.
I can't. Valerie, are you doing the Pokemon?
No.
No.
No, I saw some children in my neighborhood playing it, and one kid was riding on his bicycle with his phone out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this won't end up well.
You should have pulled them over and taught them a lesson.
Well, they've been stabbed, you know, they've been robbed.
The righteous white woman me wanted to.
Yeah.
But then I realized I live in Vallejo, and I'm
but
not
what
gonna
part
change.
Of Vallejo though?
The rich part of Vallejo that thinks they are Benicia West.
Oh.
We don't actually own that we're Vallejoans, truly, you know.
We're the
that's like
part
Pokemon
of Vallejo that talks like this.
Pokemon
darling.
Ho. Pokemon Hogo. To Vallejo.
Pokemon Hogo.
Hogo. Vallejo Go.
I don't know what hashtag you're inventing
Wait,
over
are
there,
are you
Drex?
Doing it, man?
I haven't put it on my phone because you heard the...
I'm not a real nerd.
Let's just say,
yeah,
like, the idiots who did it the first 3 days gave away all of their information because it was going to a third party. So yeah. they get in your Gmail, your contacts, and they have everything. And there was something about that today with the Pokemon updates. I don't know, but it was bad. Now they put a patch on it, and I'm ready to do it now. But I haven't done it yet.
But don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Just think about it, dude. You never think about this. I know it's gonna sound real conspiracy. You know, some real right. Al Jones stuff. But anytime something goes down in the country, or something goes down in the world, something always comes out to distract our attention. And I mean, number one, this is the biggest ever gotten. You know what I mean?
Right,
I mean,
right.
The only people that are really, really getting any kind of real plug off this is Atari. You know what I mean?
Nintendo. Yeah, their stock's like up 195 points
Jesus.
Or something.
I bet you there's some guy that's had Nintendo stock since like 1980
he's
something.
Waiting.
He's just holding on to it.
Yes.
He's like, gang, holds the fat.
And they're bringing back the original Nintendo system. It's a smaller version, yeah. and it's like that has 30 games already loaded on. It's called the NES Classic Edition. I mean,
yeah,
and you know, it sells for $60 with one controller.
I mean, it's so weird how we're in a real throwback culture, and they're really banking on the fact that people in their 30s and 40s or maybe 50s are going to go buy a control system with games that you've been so far removed. Like, I remember those games. I'm not a video game guy because I had, like, you know, there was girls. You know what I mean? And I
just didn't like Zelda? The girl was Zelda?
I saw it, and I was just like, what is this white person doing? I have no idea. Is this, like, Oregon Trail on another level?
They're whacking off to Zelda. You know?
I love the music.
Yeah.
I never cared about the games. I always loved the music. And the storyline was like, but, dog, to pay $60. And what do you think? Your kid's going to respect that crap? To watch fucking Matt, like, watch, I don't want to cut you.
Yeah, yeah.
The Mario Brothers. And because these video games are racist, too. You know what I mean? You ever think about that?
No, I never did, but clue me in because
like, Mario.
Right.
They're supposed to be Italian. They look Mexican, right? They're going after mushrooms. We all know you can get mushrooms in the Mission. You know what I mean? They're going down pipes. A lot of Mexicans are plumbers. You know what I mean? Putting them out there. Donkey Kong, big old brown dude falling for some white woman, right? Because they're throwing barrels down another white man. You see this whole, how it happens, brother? I'm trying to keep your mind open, brother. All right? I'm trying to keep you, my non-melanoid brother.
Are we staying woke?
I'm trying to keep you woke.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep you white woke right now. You know what I mean?
Stay woke.
You're going to need a lot. Because your name is Valerie Brand.
I'm trying to be a bae who is so woke. It is hard to be a woke bae. Am I saying this white enough?
No, you know what? It just sounded regular old Valerie. And I mean, I wasn't thinking white, but now the fact that we're having to assess
synonymous.
Your whiteness. It's not Romney, but it's not like Jenner.
Should we give him his present?
Yes.
Oh, I got a present?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
It's a book.
Oh, people, I thought it was going to be money.
No.
So, let's see. How to make white people. What is this?
This is a book that was written by another comic that was
she's
a guest.
She's actually very funny. How to make white people laugh.
Wait, how do you say her name? Negan Farzad?
She's Persian. Yeah.
Persian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see her. Okay. Yeah, she's definitely Persian.
So it was just laying around the studio, funny. And we thought,
oh, we got to give this to Kasim. Merry Christmas.
I'm taking this to the black people meetings, man. I was like, brothers, I bring gifts. You know what I mean?
My token radio brother gave this to me.
Our Caucasoid brother. Gave us a gift. Now we should finally take over. I like this, Dan. You're a good guy, dude. When the revolution pops, we gonna save you, man.
Thank you.
Gonna save you, Adele.
God bless me. Yeah. So when I go across 880, you're gonna be the man that saves me.
I'm not gonna be there. I'm gonna send a mass text.
He's smart enough to not go to 880.
I'm gonna say there's a guy coming. He's gonna look like the Verizon guy at 50. Right?
Make sure you
save him.
Your ass will be in the marina.
Oh, that's my whole plan. As much as I'm talking about white people, when that apocalypse hits, I'm gonna be with some senator's daughter. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna be like, "Save me! Your daughter has a baby." You know what I mean? I just want my seat on that secret ship so we can get to that. Because I know there's another.
Oh yeah. Oh sure, there is.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely sure.
Because you're not accessing your whiteness.
Well, let me access it in a minute. We'll be back with Kasim Bentley in a second. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. With a look at traffic, it's time for Lee Graham. KGO.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show.
On the next generation of KGOA 10.
Tell me why they
ever gotta make things so complicated. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. My guest is comedian Kasim Bentley.
Almost forgot there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. And I want to play the Pokemon Go F Yourself. Here we go.
Fact. More people are spending time with Pokemon Go than with Instagram and Snapchat. And now, from the people who hate people who are addicted to Pokemon Go, it's Pokemon Go F Yourself. Pokemon Go F Yourself is easy to play. No download necessary. No smartphone needed. Here's how it works. When someone asks you if you want to go hunting for a Bulbasaur, Squirtle, or Charmander, just say, Pokemon Go F Yourself. Now available wherever people are hipper than you. New from I'm Getting Too Old for This.
That's what I'm saying. So they did this study. They wanted to see just how many people read the terms of service. Mm. So they set up this fake social network app. And in the terms, they actually wrote a clause where anyone who clicked accept promised to give the company their firstborn child. 98% of the people didn't bother to read the terms and gave the company their child. You know, with terms of service, everybody just says, I agree. Yeah. They can put anything in there.
That they should have just, you know what? They, if the minute that they knew that people were just doing that, they should have just taken it like a lot farther. You know what I mean? Just like, it's like your firstborn, you know, we get deed to your house. You know what I mean?
You're right, right, right. Your title.
That is, but you know what's so funny? It's just a weird, interesting commentary about a lot of us try to fight this idea that we have become stupider, we've become more dependent on social media and technology. And with that, we become weaker people. And you'll be like, oh, I don't think so about that. And then this thing just proves it right there. Like, you know, not looking at clauses, but with the whole Pokemon, you know, I know that I want to understand that. I don't want to be that guy who's just all the way hater. Understand it? Stuff like that is fun. It's escapism. I'm not going to be that kind of guy that says, like, don't participate. Because you need, because with these, you know, with these crazy times, you do need something to sometimes get your mind off of it, you know?
Yeah. It's been such a heavy couple last weeks. You know, we were just talking about it. I've talked about it on and off the air.
Yeah.
It becomes overwhelming at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what really do you do for self-care?
I don't know. I actually try not to watch the news at home. Now at this point,
okay,
because it's just too much.
Time to deal with what happened last week. Then you got to deal with stuff. You know, you have to deal with what's happening over in Europe, and something else happened over here again, and then you hear all these other rumblings. It can become incredibly overwhelming.
I have to tell you. So here's, and we'll just, I'll just explain this to the audience. So obviously, you've probably heard that there was a coup in Turkey. Oh. Not talking about it.
On the air or
yeah,
in your life?
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about it on the air, but I don't, you know what? I'm just ignoring it. By the way, it failed. The military loses control, so the president's back. So there's your update. But, yeah, I can't help myself. But now my show is supposed to be KGO Light and not have anything to do with any of that stuff. So that's cool.
Oh,
But still, when horrible things happen, like Dallas...
Yeah.
I mean, our niece, how can you not? Then I have to, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, KGO. Because I always wonder about that, about radio hosts, like, especially in a situation like yours where
you get caught up in it, dude.
And then in the politics. Here's a question I wonder, because I'm someone who's now getting the chance to be on radio. And sometimes I'm the kind of guy where I want to ask a person like yourself, you know, just questions about your field. So, like,
sure.
With everything that's happening with a station like this or stations you worked at, do you have to come in here with a game plan of saying that I'm just going to follow company policy, but, you know, try to interject my own POV and try to help shape the culture a little bit? Or do you just say, hey, until I get some more, I have some more of a relationship with it? Because you're new here. So, like, I can just do what I want to do.
Well, you know what? I go with my passion with the convo and the POV. So whatever I'm passionate about. And quite frankly, I'm happy that, you know, they don't want me doing political analysis because it's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing worse than like a drive time or a guy or anyone who just does not have a vested interest.
Right. You know, who's like, just dialing in calling in the show, dude. Yeah. That's bad. That's bad radio. So I do my thing. And if I'm passionate about something, then I'll talk about it. One of the things is, let me get your take on this.
Yeah.
So the Black Lives Matter march today in San Francisco, but they were trying to get on the ramp over in Oakland, and they didn't. And honestly, today I thought, you know what? It doesn't feel right today.
Why do you feel it doesn't feel right?
Because of what happened in Nice
and
what happened in Dallas.
Okay.
It just didn't. I'm not saying.
Are you saying for the people that are protesting or people that
are trying
to stop the protesters or work with them?
Shutting down freeways and being nasty and aggressive towards anyone at this point, like today, it just doesn't feel right. It did after what happened in Baton Rouge and Minneapolis. Okay. It felt like when they shut down 880, I thought, right on. Okay, cool. But, you know, them trying to do it again tonight, after the horrible week that we've just had, I thought to myself, it doesn't feel right.
Well, okay, so here's what I want to ask, because I could go automatically just, you know, jump into a mode where it's like, well, you know, and have a full understanding of what you're saying, but give me more detail about when you say it doesn't feel right for you, what artist specifics? Because, like, this is very interesting.
No, because this can make people's heads explode.
Yeah.
And I'll open the phones, 415-808-0810.
8080810.
It's not like I haven't given out a billion times. I just felt like, and by the way, it did fizzle, both of these demonstrations tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other night when they shut it down and they were firing, and they had 880 shut down and they were firing fireworks from the Broadway ramp, I thought, well, you know, they're firing fireworks onto the protesters. The protesters are firing fireworks at the protesters. What are you doing? I thought that was a little ill-conceived. But it made sense and it felt okay. But today when, what was the name of the march that we were talking
about? It was a day of rage, something like that. It was very reminiscent of a hoax back in 2014 that went around the internet saying there was going to be a national day of rage with protests everywhere. And so it was...
Was that hashtagged today?
It's not a real thing.
It's not a real thing.
There were other protests going on.
Right. So when I came in today and we were talking about and this Day of Rage thing came up, I said, oh, no, that just doesn't feel right today. It just doesn't.
Well, there's so much. I mean, I was like.
Are you saying it doesn't feel right because it just makes you feel wildly uncomfortable? Like, what would happen?
I just think it's just been such a sad week here in the United States and around the world that can we just chill out for a couple days over the weekend, just like relax? I mean, like just.
Well, here's the thing about the look at it, because from hearing it and getting to know you, you know, on one side, I could say it's very interesting as someone as an observer outside, you know, the movement and saying that looking outside the movement and they're saying that to take a break for some people would say would undermine people's realities.
That's right. Yeah, I understand that. Talk about augmented reality. There were people that say, well, Drex, you know, if it's inconvenient and it upsets everybody because it's a Friday and it's been a very heavy week, well, screw you. Yeah. I get that.
But here's the other thing about
you ask my opinion, and that's what it is.
I respect it. It's not one of going to be one of these tense moments where people listening like now, like, this, you know, it's like, if it came really an argument, like, you see him through a chair, the guy. It's like, but here's one thing. If you're asking that, what would you put in place of that? Because, you know, if we're talking about, if I'm listening and I've been a victim of police brutality, if I've been a victim, oh, wait.
We got to take a break. Right. But let's hold on that because, no, we'll be back. And if you want to weigh in here, 415-808-0810 is the number. And we'll take a break and we'll continue with Kasim Bentley and the Drex Radio Show on KGO San Jose, San Francisco,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.